Most trials follow very strict rules of evidence. One such rule concerns hearsay. Hearsay is an out-of-court statement, such as gossip or maybe a rumor, that is offered as real evidence. But in certain courts, there are exceptions to the hearsay evidence rule, such as when someone makes an excited or spontaneous utterance. That is when you hear an unplanned expression or excited explanation made by a person in response to a startling or shocking event. That is about physical evidence. But what about spiritual evidence? Consider what excites you most concerning the evidence of God. Is it mere casual hearsay or gossip or rumors between other people? Or is it when you hear and experience excited words of praise and mind-blowing expressions of worship from people encountering the startling presence of God? Well, this meditation from 2 Samuel chapter 7 is a consideration on the gifts of hearing the excited, spontaneous, and divine utterances of God. Gifts of hearing expressions and declarations of His greatness, His might, and His power. So to begin, whether resting in morning light or evening shade, yield to this time now as a divine retreat, a time to reflect on the gift of listening to God and for expressions of His greatness. Allow your eyes to move from open, now to a soft gaze, and then to finally shut. And permit your mind to begin listening for the divine. Consent for your body to posture itself to begin intentionally listening. And concede for your ears to begin hearing the greatness of God. Continue in this time of reflection by listening, then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 10. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, help me to hear." May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. But they did not all pay attention to the good news of salvation. For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" But Lord God, help me to hear. They did not all pay attention to the good news of salvation, but faith comes from hearing what is told. So, Lord God, help me to hear. They did not all pay attention to the good news of salvation, but what is heard comes by the preaching of the message concerning Christ. So, Lord God, help me to hear. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into this time of listening, mindful of the sounds of God, aware of God moving around you. Just for a moment, receive the gift of this time to hear. Even in this time of holy sanctuary, you may hear things that distract you. Hearsay, sounds of gossip and distracting rumors. Don't push them away. Simply note them in your mind for a moment. Scan your body now too, from your head to your toes. What do you hear, and how does it affect you? Are the sounds around you distracting? Are they comforting? What effect do they have on you? Now begin to anticipate the soft whispers of the Holy Spirit. Whispered assurances, not about the world, but about the greatness of God. God that is like no others. Begin to slowly peel back the distracting sounds of the world to center on the peace found in listening to the divine presence. Center too on your breathing. Deep, full breaths. Become mindful of each caring breath. Listen to each breath in as it fills you with the pneuma, the Spirit of God. And each breath out, releasing the noise of the world. Inhale the Spirit of God. Your ears full of His glory, leaving no room for noisy distraction. Be mindful of your breathing. Stay here centered for several more moments. Distracting sounds may pierce the quiet. Noises in your mind and noises in the world. But that's fine. In fact, celebrate them as a reminder for you to return to your breathing and whispering the centering prayer, Lord God, help me to hear of you and from you. Now continue as you center on listening to God in each of three separate divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage is David's prayer after finding time to contemplate on all he heard about God and for God. So now take this time to contemplate on what you hear from 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 22 from the New King James Version. My friend in the faith, remember that your Lord God is great. There is none like Him. There is no other God besides Him. And know this according to all that you have heard with your ears. Take time to listen. What did you hear from the Holy Spirit in this passage? Well, listen once more from Scripture. Center on the divine sound. Therefore, you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. For this next minute, contemplate on what you heard that spoke to you most deeply. once more, but now notice how you respond with passion. Listen and hear now from the New Living Translation. David went into the tent he had set up for the sacred chest. Then he sat there and prayed. Lord, all-powerful, my family and I don't deserve what you have already done for us, and yet you have promised to do even more. Is this the way you usually treat people? I am your servant, and you know my thoughts, so there is nothing more I need to say. You have done this wonderful thing, and you have let me know about it because you wanted to keep your promise. Lord, all-powerful, you are greater than all others. No one is like you, and you alone are God. Everything we have heard about you is true. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what thought still lingers? What did you hear in this second reading that stirred your emotions? Take this next minute to be mindful of how all that you hear can remind you of God. Allow your mind and ears to be transformed to listen for evidence of God in and around you. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Version, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer, an imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, for the sake of your Word and according to your own will, you have done many great things. Things that I know, things that I receive and hear. That is why you are so great, Lord God. No one can compare to you. No God except you, just as I have always heard with my own ears. I pray this assurance and awareness now in the time of your Son, our Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words now as they become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, remain in this time of solitude to listen. Be mindful of how your mind interprets what you hear, how it moves so easily between the noise of the world and the sounds of heaven. Don't resist either of them, but let earthly noise remind you of heavenly delight. Take this minute to practice the spiritual exercise of letting distracting noise center you back on the soothing sounds of God. Center on your breathing and whisper the sacred words, Lord God, help me to hear you with my ears. This is your gift. Has the sounds of God guide you? Be mindful of opportunities He will work through you to guide another. How might God use you to share His words with someone you meet along the way? How might others hear God and softly whispered guidance of the Holy Spirit in and through you? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to remember that your Lord God is great. There is none like Him. There is no other God besides Him. And know this according to all that you have heard with your ears. May you know the love of Christ. Listen for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And hear of the greatness of God as you encounter Him now and always. And as we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, Lord God, help me to hear. And hear with your ears, your mind, body, soul, and spirit now.